I think I'm guessing that implicit in Steve's question is the idea that the word narrative itself carries certain amounts of baggage, in the sense that it's often associated, perhaps in a slightly paranoid way, by secondary history teachers particularly, as an attack on their practice. And I think if we can actually do more to just establish that actually that is what historians do, even an argument is a narrative, or arguably an argument, all narratives are arguments of one sort, aren't they? And they're also constructed as well. And where are they constructed from? They're constructed from the raw materials of history. And they're also constructed in order to engage with a sense of audience as well. And I think for me, the issue is that, you know, for me, the role of narrative should be a sophisticated one, one that actually has multiple purposes and multiple forms in multiple situations. The research on motivation shows that the kids like nothing better than a rattling good story, well told by a teacher. But on the other hand, they like to write stories too. And where are they going to get that from? They can only do that. You know, I mean, you as, you know, sort of a practitioner of the narrative, you flit, don't you? In the sense that, well, you literally flit in terms of your sort of TV histories. Why do you do that? It's partly because you've got a story to tell. It's partly because you're connecting things. You've seen connections. It's partly because it engages the audience as well. Now, clearly, we can't do that in most of our classrooms, but we can certainly flit in different shapes and forms. So I would say that the key thing about a role of narrative is that we should be encouraging teachers, or continue to encourage teachers, to really think hard about what the role of narrative is. And that certainly it shouldn't be denigrated, and it certainly shouldn't be seen as a list of names and dates, which again, as I say, to some extent carries, there is a bit of baggage there, that in much the same way that we guess these false debates over skills and content and all that sort of thing, which the history department, history community has left so far behind. So I would say that yes, it's fundamental to what we do, but it also needs to be placed appropriately, like any other approach and strategy and teaching method and aspect of historical practice.